Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this. Power, productivity, and versatility. You'll find it all at P&K with the John Deere 5045E. This tractor's got 50 engine horsepower and is packed full of grit, loaded with options, and ready to work. Whether you're mowing, baling, or feeding, these tractors are in it for the long haul. The two-wheel drive 5045E starts at just $179 a month. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/1/17, subject to improved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details. Terms and conditions, exclusions, and limitations apply.
Cattle producers, you're invited to the 2017 Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches Friday, March 3rd at 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 550 Angus bulls and 50 Hereford bulls that day, starting at 10 a.m. These Express Ranch bulls all have genomically tested EPDs with the Zoetis I50K technology. For more information, go to their website, www.expressranches.com, or give Express Ranches a call at 800-664-3977.
Well, live and feeder issues should open with a firm undertone this morning, supported by follow-through buying and positive cash expectations. On the other hand, hog contracts seem likely to begin with mixed price action with a combination of residual selling and midweek short covering. Now, as long as cattle futures seem geared to move toward cash premiums, it's a good bet that feedlot managers will dig in their heels with higher asking prices. Some show lists have been priced as high as $123 to $124 in our part of the country. Some preliminary bids should start to surface today, but they may not be much better than $116. Now, the cash hog trade's been less than inspirational so far this week, and country movement's been rather slow. Since we've moved into the last third of the month, buyers may have to start writing bigger checks again in order to fund still aggressive chain speed. Lean futures are set to open on a mixed basis this morning, thanks to residual selling on one hand and short covering on the other. Well, on the grain, soybeans closed lower on the first day of this holiday-shortened week and down for the third straight session. Corn was able to recover after 2 days of losses to close higher yesterday, helped by export sales to Japan and unknown destinations. Wheat fell for the third day and is now the lowest in more than a week despite an export sale to unknown destinations. On the wheat futures, closed a lower as there appeared to be a lack of reasons to be a buyer. Soft red winter is the lowest in more than a week after the three-session decline. Funds entered the week net long hard red winter wheat and net short in the soft red winter. Friday's CFTC report said fund increased to the net long in hard red winter and trimmed their net short position in soft red winter as of February 14th. Now, corn closed a penny higher to keep it just above key moving averages. The gains followed the export sale of 4.38 million bushels to unknown destinations. And soybeans lower on the close put March under the 20 and 50-day moving averages and near a one-month low. We'll check all the futures in a moment.
Superior Livestock coming live to Oklahoma City with their regular every other week auction, broadcasting live from Embassy Suites on South Meridian. It'll be happening on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m., offering over 33,000 head of cattle, including over 16,000 yearlings, 11,000 wean calves. For details, check out SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock live from Oklahoma City, February 23rd.
Well, April live cattle was up 37 cents at the close, 115.30, and June was up 57, 105.95. March feeder cattle up 47, 124.55, and April was up 92, 125.12. April hogs down 42 cents, 70.35. The May down 25 at 75.45. On the grain futures, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March down 4 cents at 452 and a quarter. May was down 3 and 3 quarters at 465 and a half. Chicago wheat, March down 5 cents at 436. May down 5 and 3 quarters at 449 and 3 quarters. March corn up a penny, 369 and a quarter, and the May was up 1 cent, 376 and a half. March soybeans down 6 and a quarter at 1026 and a quarter. May down 6 cents at 1037 and a quarter. March cotton up 90 points, 74.42. May's up 38, 76.04. April crude oil down 36, 53.97. And May down 37, 54.24.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.